Lifeline Report, News and Analysis. Marvin Kell, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Good morning. Quiet over Cambodia, rhetorical fireworks in Washington. That in 1 minute.
Let's face it, most new car service plans look fine on paper. But when it comes time to replace a part that's worn out on your new car, well, that could be a different matter. Not so with American Motors. You see, we expect every part in every AMC car to last at least 12 months or 12,000 miles. So we've established the exclusive AMC Buyer Protection Plan. Under the terms of the plan, we'll fix or replace any part on any AMC car except tires for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and we'll do it free, whether the part was defective or just wore out under normal use and service. We also have a plan to give you a free loaner car if these repairs take overnight. So if you're looking at year-end deals, consider the added value the Buyer Protection Plan gives to a new Gremlin, Hornet, Javelin, Matador, or Ambassador. You'll see why we say it's not just what your dealer will do for you now that counts. It's what he'll do for you after you buy the car. American Motors Corporation. We back them better because we build them better.
Shortly before the president went on radio and television last night to explain Watergate once again, he had his press spokesman, Gerald Warren, explain Cambodia once again. It was an interesting explanation and very toughly worded. The president said that he ended the bombing reluctantly only because Congress forced him. He made it perfectly clear that he disapproved of the action, stressing, in his words, "Congress has eliminated an important settlement in Cambodia and weakened the security of Cambodia's neighbors in Southeast Asia, and it has eroded the structure of peace in Indochina laid down in the Paris ceasefire agreements of January 27th, unquote. There is almost the implication that Cambodia, without American bombing, cannot stand up to the communists, and for that reason, the Indochinese House of Cards may soon collapse. It is the administration's belief that Congress acted unwisely and thus created a tragic situation. It is the administration's story that it was well on the road to a Cambodian settlement last June, roughly when Soviet Party Chief Brezhnev was here, when two things intervened. First, the buildup for the June 30th congressional vote cutting off funds for the Cambodian bombing on August 15th. And second, the buildup on Watergate. Kissinger was planning to visit China in mid-July, partly to continue the flow of Sino-American rapprochement, and partly to work out the details of a Cambodian truce. Then, at that time, it all seemed possible, either directly with Prince Sihanouk, the ousted Cambodian leader, or indirectly with Chinese Prime Minister Zhou Enlai, and of course with the North Vietnamese. But slowly, the willingness to negotiate, to compromise on the part of the communists began to evaporate, coincident with the loss of presidential authority aggravated by Watergate. The North Vietnamese and the Cambodian communists and Prince Sihanouk, all of them backed away from a deal, believing they held the trump cards, the upper hand militarily, and the president's hand had been so weakened by Watergate that compromise with him became unnecessary. So the communists attacked in Cambodia, and the U.S. bombed heavily, and now the U.S. has had to stop bombing completely, and the communists are still there, waiting, regrouping, hanging on for a political victory. It is, according to one official here, a tragedy. So close 2 months ago, so distant today. A map of Southeast Asia showing the territory under communist control is instructive these days and depressing. North Vietnam, of course, remains in communist hands. The western third of South Vietnam is now in communist hands, legally, as it were. The eastern two-thirds of Laos are in communist hands. And most of Cambodia, not the small sanctuaries near the border, but most of the entire country is in communist hands. After more than 10 years of nonstop war on the ground and in the air, the communists control more of Southeast Asia today than they did before the massive American buildup, the heavy American losses, and the gradual American pull back and finally pull out. The nature of the war and the government's way of handling it have offended many Americans and induced a feeling of global retreat that could end up hurting American interests far more vital than Southeast Asia. Now this message.
A vacation is a time to relax, unwind, and forget the tensions of the city. It's no time to worry about your car's poor handling or lack of control. With Gabriel Triple Ride Striders, you don't have to worry. Striders is a heavy-duty shock absorber that you set to the way you drive. Regular for the smoothest ride, firm for better ride control, extra firm for extra hard driving. This vacation, relax. Ride with Striders. Gabriel. For the shocking difference.
Feels like warm soda. My head's like a Bunsen burner. Wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Got plenty of water. Man, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work when I drink it. Settle my upset stomach and headache bad. Oh, here it comes again. Anybody got a rowboat?
First Line reports. Have a good day. I am Arvin Kalb, CBS News.